This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way.
What they mean,
tell
what they say.
Not to hear my words. What they mean, what they say. Mother,
mother,
mother.
Can you keep them in a dark for
life?
Can you hide them from the waiting world?
Five-year-old out and teach them their tranny.
Not a bow to see a
light.
Yeah, we don't want to see glum with light, do we? It's not real. Things are never what they seem, are they? It's always up that cow. Up that cow. Back in.
Yeah, if you want to bang heads with me, New World Order, I'll show you what it's like. I came here to bang heads. All the way. All right, let's get serious here. It's just a phenomenon of trolls, but it's the trolls, a lot of which aren't paid. Some are paid. That's come out in the news. Hillary spent hundreds of millions on fake bots and people out spamming and attacking, and they've only intensified what they're doing now. But we've had a sustained three-day multi-pronged, I'm not the tech guy, but we have one of the biggest companies out there that has the Cloudflare and does Visa and MasterCard and Walmart and all of it. Because this stuff has gotten more sophisticated over the years. We just up to the highest level. And they got stuff that takes down the biggest websites, takes down half the internet for the East Coast. If you just remember that, the Communist Chinese came out and took credit for that. And so Friday, they attack InfoWars, they attack Prison Planet, they slow them down. Then they try to attack the shopping carts, completely shut them down off and on. And so we talk to the folks. They go, yeah, this is a state-level attack Saturday. And then they go, yeah, it tends to be China when they just hit the U.S. like this. We've been critical of China. And I said, yeah, so we think it's China. It points towards them. They take credit for most of these. They admit almost all these big ones are China. We have those news articles we can put on screen. In fact, just from last month where China, quote, takes credit for shutting down the internet on part of the East Coast. We can put that up from, like, PC World. We showed it yesterday. Chinese firm admits it hacked DVRs, cameras. We're behind Friday's massive DDoS attack. There you go. So that's what goes on. And then I see some of the commenters going, show us your server logs. If this was serious, InfoWars would be down. So shut the F up, Alex. We don't have server logs. We're on thousands of servers on clouds, Dumbo. It's not like the website's on a single server, because you've got your old blog that five people a day visit. See, I don't want to. Here's the thing. I never bragged how big we were, but there's this weird paradigm. Like, people ask on the street, do you have a day job? Well, no, I have 60 plus employees, and we reach billions of people a year, and we're number 60 something, depending on which web system you look at, or number 80 on the internet. We're bigger than the Wall Street Journal and New York Times online. Does the New York Times have a day job with its thousands of employees? It's like this little mental illness where they pretend you're not successful. You're like walking up to the guy that wins the Grand Prix and going, hey, do you race golf carts? Are you going to race professionally someday? You don't put down the driver when they pop champagne. They're like, who's this neurotic mental patient? Get away from me. We're here changing the world under globalist attack. Massive censorship's being announced. The Chinese are running it. It's epic. We're leading the charge to fight it. Only drudgereport.com even links to our articles. There's a vacuum of no news on this. And they're trying to get it through this Christmas. You watch. They've already passed it in the House and Senate. It's in conference. Two different bills to end free speech. They're already announcing Snopes to run Facebook. Reddit's already shadow banning our stuff. We're being kicked off. Breitbart's being kicked off its apps it paid for that were approved over a year ago. We're under attack. Books are being burned. Historically. In the modern sense. And you're busy. I love losers always go, I bet that guy's off air sooner. That guy's a loser. They always talk about some winner and call him a loser because they're upset by somebody being a winner. You simulate someone's a loser. I'm a giant winner with this attack. We're going to publish all this stuff. It's going to be in newspapers everywhere, like everything we do is. We just win, win, win. We're Americans, dirtbags. Get used to it.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Republic or against it. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, Jordan Maxwell, a real treat, is going to join us via video Skype. If you're a radio listener, you can always go to Infowars.com/show and find the free video feeds, the free podcast, the Android and iPhone apps, and more. Until I guess they kick us off those platforms like they've done Breitbart. They are now openly in Politico and in the New York Times and every other publication, basically, calling for us to be silenced. They've appointed a mail-order diploma company with 6 employees in Florida. And the Snopes couple that has a big fat cat, so like, I'm serious, so that means they will decide what you can visit online via Google or Facebook. It's all being announced. So it's an incredible time. They've even taken Ted Koppel out of deep freeze. Out of his cryogenic toupee, and had him come out and attack me. Ted Koppel, Alex Jones, spreading the manure that fertilizes conspiracy theories all over the internet. I love it. I grew up watching Ted Koppel on Nightline like he was the biggest genius in the world. But I got to be honest. Ted Koppel did not air fake edited audio tapes of me saying Hillary cuts up children and rapes them under a pizzeria. I was talking about her literally funding the jihadis to kill people in Syria. And then they know in the 1 minute, 18 second clip, I say that they edit it together. This is criminal. My lawyers are not just civil. When you're lying about somebody like that to get them hurt, there can be criminal penalties. But again, I should be very, very proud of this because it means we're having a big effect. I'm on the opposite of a power trip. If I'm bouncing off the walls, as their energy level against us intensifies, God just gives me more energy. That's the way the universe works. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. To have the communist Chinese, that's who our top people believe it's pointed towards, the state sponsor. Because it's the U.S. doing it, it's totally illegal, and the Chinese have taken credit for these exact type of attacks in October. And I showed that PC World article, and it appears to be their handiwork, but they don't want to say that, obviously. But China takes credit for a lot of this stuff, so we'll see if they do in the next few weeks. It's the second biggest they've ever seen. The FBI is obviously involved. Then I don't mean just the FBI is like very interested because this is unprecedented. Close to a terabyte a second. Doesn't mean our servers have been penetrated. It's not a hack in that sense. It's denial of service using your hijacked computers and hijacked other computer systems. So that's why we're extending free shipping this entire week. It was going to end today. 50% off colloidal silver and up to 30% off on everything else until everything sells out. It's the end of year. But, again, we go into the black generally in the middle of December. It's that last week where you get five, six times the orders you normally do in a day that allows us to have extra money in the new year to hire new people or to expand. They have hit us. It's over now $100,000 in loss in 4 days since this began, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah, Monday, because the sites are up and down. It's very sustained. And, again, these attacks are so huge that they can virtually turn on 10,000 servers. And yesterday they went, look, we got over 1,000 servers in big cloud systems. Nothing's ever beaten this. There's no reason to go bigger. They said, if it beats this, it's the biggest ever. Today it went down again. And they're like, okay, we'll go 1,000. So it's a major government sponsor. And these guys are very private. I mean, some of these guys are like presidents and things and vice presidents at major companies. I mean, we're talking people that do Time Warner security nationwide, the people that do you name it. I mean, there's only three of these companies. And we have confidentiality agreements with them, obviously. I mean, they've turned stuff on for us nobody even knows about. That's why I shouldn't get into any of this. But let's just say they've turned stuff on for this that other people don't even get access to. Because here's the deal. They don't want to get beat. If they let the Chinese beat this, everybody's vulnerable. So we're now the test case. I mean, folks have got their s'mores out. They've got their marshmallows out. This is a big party right now. Guys have been up 48 hours, you name it. The big brains are being brought in. And this is all war games. This is what this is. This is the biggest attack since October, which was the biggest ever. And it's not pointed at anybody but us. I mean, just in the tech world, because of this, we're going to get all the top hackers tuning in now. I mean, this is like celebrity level stuff. This is people ask why I'm so happy. I'm being congratulated by all the top people right now. I mean, this is a great honor. They said these attacks are 50 times what Trump was under, and he has a similar system. It's the same group we have, by the way. Not supposed to know that, but it's true. So they're definitely logarithmically upping things. So we're going to break that down. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. In their face, let's let them know that we're going to get that capital back. We're going to expand in the new year. I want to thank you all for your support. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. We've only got five or six people answering the phones here. At night, it rolls over an answering service that could take even more orders of operators after 5 o'clock Central. But if it does roll over, it'll go over to that group during the day. But even if they're busy, leave your name and number. We'll call you back within the hour. I want to thank you for your support, 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com/newsletter to sign up for our free newsletter so we can send you articles and videos. Even if they shut the sites down, I can directly communicate with you. You can also write to us and buy the products or make a donation. Because here's the deal. It's hard to crack this nut here. Biggest problem getting this news out is having the platform. We're doing it. We're beating them now. Even though they stack the deck against us, 85 million viewers and listeners the week of the election. 40 million is our new low, 41 million. They're freaked out. They now admit it. I've got stacks of news here admitting, okay, Alex is bigger than the New York Times. What do we do? Do we shut him down? Do we sue him? Do we arrest him? Do we pull his sponsors? Well, he sells funds. Well, you call in the Chinese communist. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Now, joining us is a man I want to invite back anytime he wants in the new year for 2 hours. He's a hard guy to get on, Jordan Maxwell, and he's been through a lot of hacking himself and a lot of persecution. We're not going to get into that today, but believe me, when you're over the target, it certainly happens. And I just had his bio here in front of me. He's a best-selling author, researcher, jordanmaxwellshow.com. He's doing his own show now, which is great, getting into hidden meanings, the Illuminati, the master plan. And today he wants to get into why Democrats are so angry, why there's a bigger movement going on around the world, how they manipulate words. I want to ask him, too, because he's a big linguist. It's how they define things. Hillary says you are now the alt-right. Even liberals that oppose her are now the alt-right. How they say we're fake news when they're the admitted fake news. And how we just accept how they define reality. But we're now approaching this point where that isn't happening. And I mean, here's an example of what Jordan does. We're called human resources since the 60s, not humans. You go research it. Under eugenics and bioethics, human resources can be killed. And it's in the U.S. code. So I'm going to skip this break to give him more time. Jordan Maxwell, jordanmaxwellshow.com, joining us as we get ready to finish up 2016. He's been predicting the incredible turmoil that's coming, what's happening, but also the awakening to counter that, which the Illuminati will try to take over. But it's always a race. Well, the Bible says, get behind me, Satan. The devil's always, or that system that calls itself the devil, always trying to counterfeit what the human mind develops. That's what we've always got to be trailblazing to get ahead of it. That's my view. But till the bottom of the hour, you've got the floor. Before I even interrupt her, I will. Jordan, get rolling here. With where we are in history. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Alex, for allowing me to be on. Boy, there are so many things I want to talk about because everything you said is exactly correct. I mean, we're under attack as Americans. This whole country is under attack. And the reason why is very simple. If you don't take down the biggest guy on the block, then you don't have anything yet. And so this new world order, most of the people around the world have no idea what's going on, so they're very easy to knock over. But America has always been on the forefront of intellectual and education and knowledge and technology. So unless you can destroy this base of resistance to tyranny, then you haven't done anything. That's why they are continuing to attack America, because America is the only country left that offers freedom and liberty and justice for all and all of that kind of ideas and thinking. That came out of the Renaissance. And so, yeah, you're right that we are under attack. The point I wanted to make let me first say that this whole thing about the Democratic people falling out of the chairs because of the election. First of all, you need to understand that all communist countries officially are referred to as democratic republics, like the North Korean Democratic Republic of North Korea, the Democratic Republic of Cuba, the Democratic Republic of China. It's always a democratic republic.
Of the Congo,
exactly. It's all around the world. Any communist country is always a democratic.
They counterfeited our original republic system, but it's a total joke.
Exactly. And this is why in the book Fire in the Minds of Men, James Billington, who is today the chief librarian for the Library of Congress, this is no slouch, chief librarian for the Library of Congress, wrote a book called Fire in the Minds of Men, in which he explained this whole idea of calling things democratic. And it came out of the old 1840s with the Communist Revolution in 1848, the Communist Movement, etc. So we need to understand that when you use the word democratic today, it does not mean the people's democratic thinking and from the Grecian Empire. We're talking about corporate democracy, which is actually today called communism.
Sure. So we're not talking about a constitutional republic like ours, the first and pretty much only.
Not at all.
We're talking
about
a democratic republic, which means a Politburo, a secretariat, a totally staged event.
Precisely. And that's exactly why today the communist movement throughout the world is absolutely elated when Obama was made president, because finally they finally got a full blown Marxist Leninist Soviet communist old school Soviet communist regime in America. Now, and it said, even the communist publication said, boy, now it's time to really destroy this country big time. Well, that's what happened. And so you've seen, because I've sent you some pictures of the advertisement for Hillary Clinton talking and using communist terms and symbols. And
they even use the classic communist paintings where it shows her face and other faces. I mean, it's the exact same iconography.
Absolutely. So you need to understand that democracy today in America is not a people's democracy where people matter. It's a corporate democracy under world communism. So that's so much for the Communist Party and the Democratic Party in America. But you need to also, in relation to words, if you were, and I'm going to give you an example. If you have a two-story building and you're going to put a lot of weight on the second floor, the first thing you need to do is go downstairs, get on a ladder with a building inspector, and look at the foundation of the floor that you're going to build on to see if it's going to hold that kind of weight. And so what you're doing is you're standing under the foundation that you're going to build on. This is where we get our word understanding, because you're understanding or standing under what you're hearing.
But we never learn the basics of things. So we don't recognize classical tyranny when it's in our face.
Exactly. And it's incredible, because that's the way we've been taught. We've been taught what to think, not how to think. So, and if you have a large package, for instance, if you have a large package and you want to ship it, you go out in the garage, you get some rope, and you tie up the package. And that's good enough. But if you're going to take that same rope and tie it off on the end of a 10-story building and hang on it, then you better check the integrity of that rope before you go hanging yourself on it. And so that's what I'm saying.
And what is the integrity of what we've seen? Zero. And I want you to get into definitions, which you're the master of, to get people thinking. But just getting into your first point, what do you make of this whole election? Because, I mean, I want to ask you, why do you think I've been allowed to operate? And then now the attacks are getting exponentially more intense. There is clearly a global awakening happening. They're trying to hijack it. But if you look at Brexit, if you look at Italy starting to pull out, Spain starting to break up, Reykjavik, Iceland, what's happening in Brazil, there is a global awakening to all of this. As world governments announced, they never thought that people would listen to you and I, but they did. They did listen to Ron Paul and countless others. I know you're a truist. I mean, you'll just tell us what you really think, not an optimist, not a pessimist. But Jordan Maxwell, you talk about why the Democrats are so angry. I think it's because they now, even at the mid-level, have been let in on the fact this is a great work, a great takeover, and they fundamentally see it worldwide being destroyed right now.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. You know, and they are involved, this Democratic so-called thing, is involved in Hollywood. It's involved in all of our institutions, because we've allowed it to happen. I mean, we remember talking, you know, many years ago about the Marxist professors in universities, but nobody really knew much about what Marxism was.
You know, it just hit me. It's always so thought-provoking when you come on.
Say it again?
It's so thought-provoking. Of course, all the communists call their countries democratic. That's a word cooked up by the Democratic Party, which were the Jacobin side of the whole Illuminati, and it's all right there in history, but no one knows. So break it down. Sorry.
That's exactly right. Let me give you an example of how Hollywood is involved in this. You know, the Emmys that we see on television, which is an incredible operation today in America and around the world, television. But the Emmys are presented to the world by the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. The first letter in that title is National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, which is NATAS, which is spelled backwards Satan. And when you begin to look at how Hollywood was founded, back in the ancient times, and I've told you this, I think, before, but in ancient times in Europe, there was a civilization in ancient Europe even before the Roman Empire. and it was called Druids. And this is what we're dealing with today in America and around the world, Druidism. And among the Druids, pre-Roman Empire, they're still here today running the world, but among the Druids, there was a magic symbol that was very important to Druidism in Europe, and it was a magic wand. And it was like Merlin the Magician with the magic wand, Mickey Mouse with a magic wand. Also, orchestra conductors use a magic wand to play their music. So magic wands were always made out of the wood of a holly tree. It's made out of Hollywood. And once you understand the symbolism, the words and the terms and how words are used, it's all magic. It's all a very high form of druidic, professionally done magic.
And that's right. They call it lesser magic to hide the name of it, Satan, right in front of you. You don't see it. When they see it, it takes them up above you. They believe prophetically, so they have a right to rule you.
Precisely. And that's what I've been saying since 1959 and 60.
In standard, I mean, not that they sell in stores, but real 500-year-old black magic books that, you know, come out of Babylon and Israel. It's all right there. That's what they do.
That's exactly right. This is a very ancient science. That's why today the study of politics is called political science. It's an actual science. And so it's based on the ancient magic, ancient mystical.
And the low-level stuff is all the trash and garbage and false science to control even the upper level minions. What percentage would you say, because we're kind of reverse engineering this here, what percentage of the actual controllers would you say are full on what they would call alchemists, wizards, sorcerers?
Myself, I would say 100%, because I see it everywhere. I see it in newspapers, television, magazine.
So you think I think 20 years ago was a lower number. So they're actually now moving to the level of actually educating most of their people on what they're doing?
Yes. It's massive worldwide. And that's why people have no idea in the world how big this thing is. And I've been talking about it for many years and trying to get people to listen. You know, there's a very big war. And I mean, you said it best. It's a war for the minds. And when you begin to understand how words are used to manipulate us, incidentally, when you hear people talking about racism, look up the word race in a dictionary. It's the race is a bloodline of animals. The particular kinds of animals are called the dog race, the animal race.
They're getting us to call ourselves animals in the labeling.
Absolutely. So that's why today in the British and American Styles magazine, you will find that the Styles magazine is put out by the government, which has the words that government uses. So if you need to, you know, if you're going to use a word in government, you go to the Styles magazine and see the correct word to use that's being used by the government. Well, if you look up in the Styles magazine, male and female is a word or words that are given to animals. An animal is either a male or a female. A man or a woman is masculine and feminine, not male and female. So therefore, people don't know that. They don't mind calling themselves male or female and having no idea that that means in government terms and in courts, that means you're an animal. And so you need
That goes back again to the fact that we use chattel terms or of bond
precisely.
Slaves that goes back to the Middle East and before, where we're taking all of that basically that was expanded into what Roman common law.
That's exactly right. Let me give you another example of how we're being tricked. You know, suppose you were a painting contractor and I call you to paint my office. All right, you come over and check it out, and then you give me an estimate of $100. Now, after you do the job, you come to me the way it is done in commerce. You give me a bill for $100. Okay. I then reach in my pocket and I handed you a $100 bill, and now you're happy because I paid you. No, I did not pay you. I did not pay you. You gave me a bill for $100. I gave you a $100 bill. So now you owe me. Look at what's on the face of it. It's a banknote. and you owe me $100. So I didn't pay you.
And that's how they get you out of the regular constitutional money into the whole Federal Reserve system.
Absolutely. Because
it's all their money, and it's all debt-based. That's why the debt always has to go up. No, let's talk about the election.
No doubt about it.
Let's talk about why the Democrats are so mad. I want the truth. You know, I respect you. Your view on Trump, where this is all going, how it's going to unfold. Jordan Maxwell's our guest, a very interesting and informative gentleman. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. We're under mega attack right now, folks.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, David Knight is going to be hosting the fourth hour. He'll be following the latest elector news around the country as Democrats take to the streets. They've got movements to get 10 states where Trump won to give their electors to Hillary, saying that states ought to honor the popular vote. That would steal the vote of tens of millions. And if you cut out the 3+ million votes in California, if you just cut California out, well, then obviously Trump would have won. And there's all the fraud against Trump. Now, again, I don't think Trump's perfect, but here's the deal. In my view, it's not reverse psychology that the communist Chinese and the Pope, who is so incredibly wicked, I'm not against Catholics, folks, but that Pope, I mean, give me a break. He's just out in the open with Maxwell about that. And the Saudi Arabians, who are pure evil, that is their royal government, and all the rest of it, saying we can't have Trump, and they're freaking out. I believe it's because He wants the old prosperity model of Americana, of Renaissance. We have unfair deals. It's been designed to bring America down. That's well known. That's admitted in the major treaties like Agenda 21 that was never ratified in 92, but we're still under it. So I don't think Trump's perfect, but he's a service guy. He makes money off services. He likes seeing prosperity. And when he sees prosperity being lost, it makes him angry. He doesn't like being cheated either. He's never really been part of the elite, as much I know. Now, he's appointed some, you know, globalists or whatever, but that's who knows where the bodies are buried to get things done. I care about delivering. $50 billion in Japanese investment day one. He's got us realigned with Japan and Russia now against China. He's really following some really smart people I know in the Pentagon. This is a real attempt at wresting control of the Republic before America's deep six, because globalism was sold in the 40s and 50s to end any future world wars, just like World War I was used to get the League of Nations, but it failed. And a lot of good people signed on to it to, oh, we're going to send industry to the third world. We're going to give some of our wealth to them and build them up. It's going to end war. But it was all a cheating deal in globalism, even the Economist admits this, to actually impoverish everybody but the elite and to pick the winners and losers. So a lot of former globalists who meant well are now turning against the New World Order. Because folks were out there like Jordan Maxwell and many others exposing what was really happening. They weren't all evil. A lot of them really meant well. I've had professors and others come to me, well-known folks, and go, I thought you were wrong trying to take down this great thing we were doing for global peace. It's for the greater good. But I do see, before they said some bad things would have to happen for the greater good, but I see it's not really true. It's all about total control. You're right. What do we do? Well, now that's a bigger kettle of fish. Now we'll see if Maxwell agrees with me on that statement. And I want to walk through what's currently happening and who he sees to be the different power groups and structures here. Because clearly, Trump knows how it all works. But in the words of Dr. Corsi, that's known him for 40 years, he's been basically biding his time and things are a two-way street. And he's basically snuck up on them now. And that's why they're so scared. Is that true? Or is he just coming in and taking the New World Order away from them for himself? Jordan Maxwell, tell me what you really think.
Well, I like you. I kind of like Trump just as a person, as a man. I like his method, and I like his presentation to the world. But what's really important here is the word peace, because the communists have always used the word peace. What they're talking about, if you look in their journals and read their books and read the Marxist-Leninist philosophy, peace to them means a cessation of againstness, meaning the stopping of being against something. So when you stop being against something, then we have peace. That's what it means to them. It doesn't mean peace for the world.
It means submission.
It means submission. So when you're being raped, if you're fighting, if you got a gun, that's dangerous. If someone's going to be raped and they're carrying a gun, that could be dangerous. Or if they're fighting you and yelling and screaming, then they're fighting the raping. But if you give up, then that's peace because nobody's going to fight anymore. So that's what Marxist-Leninism in their very publications say. That's what peace means, to give up and accept Marxist-Leninist communism and the concentration camps and the whole thing.
That's like when Emperor Palpatine is wiping out and killing everybody in episode 3, he says, we're bringing peace.
That's true. Because if you kill all of the people who want to be free, then you're going to have peace. Everybody else is just thrown in the prisons and thrown in the concentration camps.
And notice that's what the Orthodox system of Islam is. It means you will submit. But the truth is, though, once you submit, the torture, the killing, the enslavement only intensifies because the real religion that George Orwell exposed, whether it be Islam, whether it be communism, fascism, is a boot stomping on the human face. That's the priest of power and sadism, the Jacobins, 9-day work weeks, the world turned upside down, no technology but in the hands of the elite. I mean, let's break down the false Illuminati's religion. Again, I'm not saying the Illuminati's good or bad. The one we know about in Germany and France, the counterfeit of what our forebears tried, not saying they were perfect either, but the Great Enlightenment, Francis Bacon, all of that, there wasn't a constituted Illuminati, but it means bring light to the world. The truth is they claim they're illuminated, but they're saying only they're illuminated because they bring dark to us, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. You have to understand the words that are being used and go back to their reference work to see what those words mean. Remember that quote I gave to you before. It says, when freedom, no man is safe when freedom fails. The best men rot in filthy jails, while those who cried appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. This has been the case in every communist country, and the communist overthrow of every country is that, you know, Mao Zedong did it, and it's a classic example. Mao Zedong had people put to death because they were voicing their disrespect for communism and for the People's Democratic Republic of China. Millions of people were put to death by Mao Zedong.
The Chinese estimate 84 million and say it was a mistake. They kind of locked his wife up after he died. Our CIA obviously declassified in 2004 that they actually put him in power. Why did they kill the people that submitted? Why did the Khmer Rouge do that as well? Why kill the, I mean, like Hitler killed the brown shirts that took him to power?
Yeah. Well, Because they know that the people who are falling in with them are so stupid that you can't trust them. So if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So therefore, the idea is that the people who willingly go along with you tells the dictator that these people are so stupid, they don't even know what I'm doing. And that's incredible. They're so stupid. So
that's
I can't
right. And
trust
a lot of
them.
Times these Illuminati people actually take those that were their opposition and try under duress to make them join them, they actually respect us.
Exactly. I have had military people say that to me in person. They have, and I don't want to hurt, and I don't want to cause harm to anyone in the military, but there's the people in the military have come to me and saying, Jordan, we respect what you're doing. We don't like what's going on either. You know, we know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, the military. Understand. Why do you think the military, in my experience, is the most awake group?
It's because they're on the front lines. They're the ones that have to go out and put their life in danger, and then hear the president, being a great peacemaker and given the Nobel Peace Prize. And then you come to find out, no, we got like 35 different wars going on for this man who is supposedly a peacemaker. And so the military knows they've been had. And if you don't know that, all the military has to do is read Kiss the Boys Goodbye by Henry Kissinger, the book called Kiss the Boys Goodbye.
He calls them dumb animals.
Dumb animals just to be used for political purposes. They're all a bunch of animals. That's what Henry Kissinger said. And, of course, George Bush's mother, Barbara Bush, she said, if you'll recall, that when they talked about the people being, about our servicemen being killed.
She said, on CNN, we've got the clip somewhere. She said, quote, steal your thunder, to prove it's a real quote, folks, you can look this up. She said, I don't think anything of their deaths. I don't want that into my beautiful mind.
That's exactly right. She said, why bother me with such nonsense? I don't care about how many people are dead. That's, the president's mother, and that's Henry Kissinger. These are the people who are in power.
Think of the arrogance, because she went on to say, you quoted her exactly, she goes, why would I bother and let that into my beautiful mind?
That's exactly right.
She sends people to die, and then she talks about a beautiful mind. It just shows the total disconnect. Like, they get jumbo jets, you know, but then Hillary tells poor people, and Obama says, you can't even have a car.
That's right. I just think it's incredible that, you know, if you don't pay your taxes, the IRS will send, even if you go to the Amazon jungle, the IRS will find you and bring you back and make an example out of you because you're not going to escape. However, with that kind of power and that kind of technology, they can't stop the drug wars going on in Pacoima and California. Because they don't want to. That's the thing.
Let me stop you, George, because I want to raise questions a lot of folks want to ask you when you're on. And if you'll please come back and do a two-hour special that we take next week that we then dole out of
love
the show
to.
Because it's so important. You were talking about government drug dealing 40 years ago. They were having congressional hearings about it 40 years ago. Then 20 years ago about cocaine. It's admitted now. They have movies like Sicario that's basically based on a true story. They called it fiction so they wouldn't get sued. That's actually a true story, like word for word. Of something that really happened in South Texas, and they admit, yeah, we want it controlled down to two cartels from 10. We control the drug trade. Well, that's a fact. Brzezinski's written books admitting that. In fact, the government even runs the key elements of it, the white slavery trade. And Brzezinski wrote about that in Technotronic Era back in the 70s. So their argument is we control it by running it. But no, they actually make it bigger. So what's the paradox now that so much of world government and government narcotics trafficking and everything else is now out in the open? What moment have we reached then?
I think we finally reached a point in our evolution of the human family for thousands of years. We've come to the point now where we're finally at the very end of a critical period in the total evolution of the human race from over thousands of years. Because for the first time, we now have the technology to rip off and rape and destroy human minds, to manipulate nations upon nations. It's an extraordinary war going on between massive tyranny and the protection of individual humans for freedom and liberty and justice. And I'm telling you that the future is not going to be pretty. If you go back and look at what happened in the Second World War, if you look at what happened in Vietnam, all of this is heading towards something that the world will not be able to come back from. If we lose freedom, freedom is if it's lost, it's gone forever as far as I'm concerned. This is the last and final battle on the earth for human dignity and freedom. And the people, like I said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And if people don't now stand up and understand what's going on, we're going to lose the human race.
Sure.
We're not just going to lose America. We're not just going to lose human freedom.
That's right. The globalists now admit, all the top technocracy people from Kurzweil to you name it, say we're going to end humanity. They've been told by their spirit guides, and they run Google, we've got to end humanity, be given the big prize. And then, of course, we know that the top Illuminist, Arthur C. Clarke, who took the reins of the Fabian Socialists, told people in speeches, my films, my books are allegories of what's going to happen. But he made the joke, it's more like childhood's end. We have to consciously give our consciousness up to this devil, and then he promises to, like, upload us to a computer. I don't want to do that.
No, but that's precisely what's going on. That's why I've said, and I talked to you before, this is a worldwide movement. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
No, you're not. So let me ask you selfish questions here, because I want to get stuff you never get into. I was approached as a teenager by high-level Illuminati, and people can now see, I mean, look where we are today, and this is real. They could somehow, through inner space, whatever, tell that I had to be targeted or recruited. It failed. You talk about stuff out of a movie, folks. My whole life's been like a movie, at least since about age 10. And weird stuff before that. I know, reading some other writings, talking to some other folks, you haven't really written about this, talking about this, but I know you weren't a bad guy, but you investigated some of these top societies and groups and were actually given interest into some of the real ones that most folks aren't. I can tell by the stuff you talk about, because obviously I've been told things most people haven't been told. Can you tell us how deep you got into this?
Oh, yes, very, very deep. And it's cost me everything. It's just cost me my life. It's cost me my marriage. It's cost me, it has really taken a toll on me. And the reason why is because there's an old saying, you get what you pay for. If you want a little knowledge, then you pay a little bit. If you want a little bit more knowledge, okay, so you pay a little more. If you want to go to college, well, then you have to pay a lot. But if you want the real story, you're going to pay with your life. If you want the real actual story about what's going on, if you want to learn a little bit about the underworld and the organized crime, then you can read a couple of books and you'll have a little bit of on. But if you want to know more about the organized crime,
you got to go into it.
Now you got to go into it a little bit, just a little bit. And then if you really want to know, then join. But once you join, the only way you leave is in a box. And so once you have entered into this kind of knowledge of redesigning human beings, redesigning the whole world, once you actually commit yourself to this kind of research, you're going to pay, and you're going to pay dearly.
And let's be clear, you get to a certain point, even though I've always refused to join them or take their money, you learn the knowledge on your own. You're like one of them, even though you didn't want to. It's the knowledge of evil. You can't, it's like, and then when you say you pay with your life, it's not like they're even doing something to you. You're now in it with them, even though you don't want to be, and that you see them feeding on the public, you don't want to. The public's coming after you, and it's incredible.
That is precisely what I'm saying. That's exactly the feeling I feel continually. That's why I have such an empathy for you, because I know I have spent my life since 1959 and 60, I was talking about secret societies. That's 56 years ago.
You're probably the original trailblazer of exposing the modern Illuminati occult.
Well, I've been doing it for almost 60 years now, and you've got to know.
Were you around before Hilder, or you guys were contemporaries?
No, I was out before Hilder, and right, and Hilder came into my life in 1966 when he put out the Illuminati records. I was already in 1962, 63, even the day John Kennedy was assassinated, I was going down to East Los Angeles to give a lecture on secret societies and world government when I heard on the radio that John Kennedy had been assassinated.
Hilder's a character, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, he's done a lot. As a matter of fact, there's more to Anthony Hilder than meets the eye. He has been involved in big motion picture industry. He's very intelligent boy. He's a very intelligent guy. And he put out the Illuminati records, of which I got back in 1966.
Do you think Hilder's ever been with an advanced agency?
I have my own opinions, but that's just my opinion. So
guy's incredible. We got to get Hilder back on.
I've known Anthony for, I don't know, 40 years now, and he's a remarkable
person.
He's
a piece of
work,
what he is. All right, really so are you. Yeah, brilliant, both of you. Jordan Maxwell's our guest. We'll give you his website. You need to visit it today, jordanmaxwellshow.com, a treasure of info. We'll be back. Stay with us. This is amazing. I like him on Skype, too. It's like he's in the room with us.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
We'll be right back.
got Jordan Maxwell with us 5 minutes the next hour. The David Knight's taking over with all the latest news, the attempt to overthrow the Electoral College, all the craziness, world government being announced. Here's the deal. They're trying to censor the Internet. A lot of people just take it for granted. They're announcing the filters, the systems to be put in place where we would have lost the last election. The EU's announcing it's going to put an army in people's countries that try to pull out. I mean, we're going to World War II level crap now. But it's all done by the media like it's no big deal. And then my listeners are like, the Chinese really said we better censor? Then I pull the articles and people go, wow, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, they're lecturing us? Yes, they're doing things they've never done before to train us to be slaves. We're under massive hack attack. Infowarsstore.com is back up. Again, it's a denial of service attack. The store is fine, totally secure to buy from. They try to block it with traffic to shut it down. It's back up. Free shipping. I'm extending it through the week. We've got the Christmas special. It's 20% off on our three best sellers. We've got a lot of other big specials. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, you can find out more about Jordan Maxwell's books and materials and the info he does as well on his website, JordanMaxwellShow.com. We'll also tweet that out. But here's the deal. If they can hack us and attack us and then hurt us, they're winning. So I want to thank you all for your support in the past. These are great products you need. But if you want to make a straight-up donation, and I don't do this really ever. We don't do money bombs anymore. We just do big sale fundraisers. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. If you want to just call the toll-free line and make a donation at 888-253-3139, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's how I'm budgeting into the new year, who I'm going to hire, what I'm going to do. I mean, I'm already holding off hiring some people right now. We're looking at the new year, budgeting that, but we need the financial support. You're the reason we have InfoWars. And, of course, it's the communist Chinese working with the globalists doing this. They're here openly bullying us. Lots of tidbits here in these last two segments that are only a few minutes long, about 3 minutes left here, 5 minutes the next. Jordan, other little tidbits. What do you make of the global power structure? How are things going for the New World Order?
Well, so far, as long as the people are kept ignorant, ill-informed, and can't read and can't think, and universities and schools teach you what to think, but they don't teach you how to think. So unless and until you realize that you need to stand up on your own and start looking at the facts of life, instead of sitting back and watching television and listening to people. You know, it's like Albert Einstein being taught mathematics by somebody from a mental institution. When you're sitting watching television, people who you know are crooked, they are racist, they are mentally deranged in what they're saying, but they're trying to explain to you what's going on. And so I'm thinking,
all they do is push race. Like history isn't cool things that happened or bad things that happened or developments of humanity together, right? And how all humans do the same stuff, good, bad, and ugly. It's all, this was racist. This was not mean. This was good to make you turn into a victim.
I've said before, if you were a normal, everyday, average intelligent person, and you take a vacation and you go to a city where there's a huge mental asylum, and for the first time you thought you would go visit this mental hospital just to see how things work, and you're walking through, well, everybody in the place is there because they're mentally deranged and they're mentally crippled, whatever, and so, but they are arguing with each other. They're ranting and raving, arguing with each other, but they're used to each other. They're used to doing that. So that's fine with them. But when you come in, they don't like you at all because you don't talk like them, you don't look like them, and nobody knows who you are. So they are really angry.
That's right.
You.
Political correctness is right out of the Soviet Union, the exact same term.
Totally.
And it creates
totally.
Basket case lunatics with chips on their shoulders running around bullying everyone.
You're right. That's what I'm saying. And so that's why I want to get this plug in real quick. My
stay website. There. We're going back in 70 seconds, Jordan. We're going right to you. Jordan Maxwell. And listen, come back on next week. I want to get you on a lot. I mean, I love having you on Skype. You're a hard guy to get on, so I'm glad you wanted to come on. Stay with us.